We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Team PXY on 98 PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and Brennan Summers from Houston NBC joins us once again on the show. Brennan, good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, Brennan.
Good morning.
Hi. So I have some news about Jim.
Yes.
Okay.
I know. That's just it's a big tease for not what everybody is hoping. But I used to be a member at the JCC here in Brighton, and I'm still on the email list. And I got an email coming through yesterday detailing their outdoor workout plans and fitness things they're doing. So had the YMCA of Greater Rochester start the classes outdoors last week. You've seen some smaller groups do it too. But this is one of the bigger places that they realize, hey, there's no sign at all that we're going to be able to open indoors soon. But they're trying to make it work for the people who are still paying monthly dues.
Well, especially now that it is nicer out, maybe like a little too hot. Breezy talked earlier on the show. She went to, your first spin class outdoors yesterday. It was brutal.
It was wild. It was like 92 degrees. I literally thought I was going to have a heat stroke.
But how long do you think they're going to be able to do outdoor classes as we get into the fall and it starts to get colder, right?
Yeah. So it snows, 10 days from now, maybe?
Yeah. Probably.
No, I keep thinking about that with what we're seeing with restaurants and bars, too, which have turned into kind of their own nightmare with what the Cuomo's team is seeing and the reason they added the not the tax, but the fee that you've got to buy something to eat that if you're going to have a drink somewhere.
Right.
And it's just that we've still got hot spots. We're not going to have a vaccine by October. And it's what is Rochester, this area, going to look like in November and December when you can't be outside? Hopefully there's something on gyms then that they figure out to make it work. But for now, everyone's just trying to cash in, open up, and give everyone a chance, which I thought was interesting with the poll that you gave today. And it was, I joked that the choice was people don't have a choice other than if your gym is offering outdoor classes, would you do it or no way, because it has been hot, but if you're still keeping up and paying your dues, it's what you have.
Yeah. It's a waste of money to not take advantage of it. Brennan, you brought up an interesting point of in October or November, do you think if we're not making waves, people will just go back into quarantine, kind of involuntarily? Or voluntarily, I should say, because there's nothing really more to do.
Well, think about how we are in the dead of winter.
Right.
It's that minus not being able to go out as much as we normally would. I honestly fear that. I'll be completely honest with you.
And here's something that I think about. I've been asked several times, people send us emails about the quarantine and the advisory. How much longer is this going to last?
Right.
With the executive orders, there is an end date. But with the advisory, it's open-ended. It's still whenever the health commissioner and them decide. And I'm just thinking, with what we keep seeing now in states and everything, and I have nothing to base this on, but I just keep thinking in my head, are we going to reach a point where Cuomo's you know what, bars and restaurants were shutting back down the inside, only outside. Are we going to dial it back places to 20% capacity versus 50? And I think, again, this is just speculating, but it just feels that we're getting to that point. And Cuomo has hinted at that they've got to do something else, or else we're going to roll it back.
Well, yeah, let's cover that. Yesterday, essentially, it was Governor Cuomo saying, don't make me turn this car around to New York State with some scolding of people who are not following the rules and socially distancing and wearing masks, specifically in bars and restaurants.
Yeah, and it's the thousands and thousands and thousands of complaints that have come in. So they make up that new rule that it's, if you're a bar, restaurant, brewery, last week they announced you've got to serve something, whether it's a chip or you're selling Dum Dum Pops, which is one group and all that he was doing.
By the way, creative workarounds from a lot of different places. One place was handing out those little bags of croutons that you would put on your salad.
Yeah, and it stems from what has mostly been a serious downstate issue, although we've had our own problems with bars and stuff here. But it's going to affect everyone statewide. And it was, okay, so he comes down last week, and Cuomo says, we're going to start doing the food stuff for anybody with a liquor license. And now everyone had to scramble to do that. And then yesterday during his briefing before he went down to Georgia to help with the pandemic there, he's like, listen, we got to get serious about this or else, yeah, and we've talked about this before, that we'll go back. Maybe not a phase, but maybe they change some of the what is allowed, the restrictions right now.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, as people continue to not follow the rules, I mean, there's going to be repercussions of some sort from that. It's just how it's going to work, unfortunately.
Yeah. And if you want gyms to open, like what's happening now, like with people packing the bars or getting around something, isn't going to help the cause or whatever, if that's the last one.
We covered this in the feed earlier this morning. Cuomo also calling on local authorities to crack down on making sure these rules are being followed. And certainly in some counties, some areas, there's fines that are in place for not following the rules. Not going to be the case here, at least in Monroe County, with the Monroe County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, and we had this came up early on when they were talking about the mask mandate, which was a huge thing, and that you could face penalties with that. And we'd heard with some of these orders is that specifically, you know, referencing the mask point, even from the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, is that there wasn't an enforcement hook or aspect to some of these mandates. So it's like, okay, we have this rule, but you want us to enforce it, but what exactly are we supposed to do with it? Mm-hmm. And I think that's been the interpretation from some places, and you hope just to have some voluntary guidance, and now you've got individual places looking, what do we do about masks? You give stores the opportunity to keep people out if they're not wearing one, but you have other companies like Wegmans, which has said all along, short of stopping people from coming in the store who don't have on a mask, we're just going to hope for everybody who does the honor system and wears it inside, which is why if you go inside a store, gas station, wherever, you'll still feel people without it on.
Yeah,
which the honor system doesn't work with anti-maskers just flocking, but okay.
Does it seem like it's getting worse? Are you seeing more people complaining about that on Facebook, Breeze, too? Or is that just me?
The masking thing?
The fact that some people aren't following those rules. It seems like it's escalating.
Well, makes me nervous because it's like maybe you're not an anti-masker, but you're just over it in general.
I get it, but we're all over it, right?
of course. But like at what breaking point do you hit? And like we talk about this all the time. It's like you're on your way into a store. This happened to me yesterday. And I'm like, oh, crap, mask.
Yeah.
Like you're just not used to it yet. I feel like if we had it like as maybe a cute little bracelet or like something that's on us at all times, Brennan, it would be a lot easier.
On Sunday, I was going to grab milk for the baby. And I was driving my wife's car and there's no masks in there. And I ended up actually taking a cloth like placemat. There was a Fiesta.
His underwear.
There was a Fiesta themed birthday party that she went to on Saturday for her sister, and I just wrapped that around my face. So that worked out great. I'm sure the cashier did not think I was absolutely insane.
But listen, you did something.
Yeah.
What I think is weird is that whenever I go into a store or a gas station or something, and the employees aren't wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm. Which, I don't think I've seen that.
I've never seen that. Either. I mean, I'm not putting anyone on blast right now, but I've seen it in a couple different places where I've walked in, and that's kind of an uncomfortable feeling, but it's just, and I get your point about like the fatigue of having to do it. And I will say more people are wearing them here than what I hear from family elsewhere. And then in the state of Georgia, you've got that state is suing Atlanta, the city, over its mask mandate, because the governor's there saying essentially good Georgians don't need a law to put on a mask and do the right thing. And then on the other side, you've got, well, why are we seeing all these cases and these problems and people not wearing them? So that's kind of to an extreme. But here I do think anecdotally, just in terms of calls and emails, we're getting more and more from people saying, why don't I see people wearing them in a store?
Right. Brennan, let's talk about the unemployment. It's coming to a close here pretty soon, but there was a little hiccup in the system this last week.
Yeah, so there was. Everyone's talked about you can get your state unemployment, and then you were getting an added benefit from the feds, which was huge, $600 each week. So think about, people got that for, I think, 16 weeks, so 4 months, and that was coming up. Everyone was thinking, all right, well, we've got 1 week left of that. And all of a sudden, about 8 o'clock yesterday morning when everyone got up, this calls and emails coming to our station from people saying, where's my $600?
Yeah.
Ooh. Where is it? Like, it's saying that it processed, but it's not actually there, and there were issues with it. We were like, okay, well, maybe the timing was off, because they said that it was going to run through the 25th and 26th this weekend, but it turns out that there was a glitch with it, with the system that we found out with the Department of Labor, trying to get all that taken care of so everyone would have one more week of this benefit. But bigger picture is that it hasn't been extended at the national level with what they're working on with the next relief bill, trying to find a way to help those unemployed, still millions of people looking ahead to the fall.
You know, I've talked to a few business owners, and they have said the same thing, that it's been difficult to find people to work. So maybe you were right all along, Breeze, that this is making people not want to get back into the workforce.
I'm telling you, I don't think it's enough to just have job satisfaction. For some people, maybe.
Well,
but the money's just too good.
I guess that's what it's dependent upon, right? Like, how much extra money are you making?
Sure.
Because if you're making almost $1,000 a week, like, that's not bad. You're not going to find a part-time job, most likely, that's going to bring you that sort of income, that's for sure.
Yeah, making more and making much more. And that's been the argument. That is okay. 600 was, they could say, all right, it was needed short term. And yeah, we still got to help these people. But do we do that in another round of, like, do we drop it to 300 or 200, whatever it might be? Or do we figure out something with taxes and breaks or something if they sign up to do a certain service?
Well,
that's what they're hammering out.
There was the talk about a credit you would get for returning to work, even.
Like, how in the hell are we paying people to go back to work?
Right. Well, and then there's the people that have been working this entire time who are
right. Hey, like, our essential workers, the nurses are like, why didn't you pay me to go back to, why didn't you pay me for continuing to work the whole time?
And I understand.
So stupid.
Well, I understand it's impossible to make it a fair situation. That's the difficulty here.
Yeah, and it's also, I mean, it's a ton of money, and you've got to figure out, what are you going to do with a nation that's got however many trillion dollars in debt, and adding to that, whenever you're working on another relief package of more than $1 trillion. But then it's like, you got to help the economy too. You've got to get people back to work. You've got to save the stores that are still able to open and to get through. But I mean, in terms of benefits, we've heard issues from people asking about hazard pay for themselves, like in the private sector and things like, well, I've been out here essential worker at a restaurant or a grocery store trying to get through. I deserve something. And it's just been a lot of frustration boiling as well.
For sure. Well, let's talk about something that's far less frustrating. What's going to be happening with schools this fall?
Listen, I have all the answers today. Let me walk you through it. Listen, it is so interesting, because it's for so long the question was, can we even reopen? Are we going to? And now we kind of feel like, all right, so there's a good chance, but it's in, like, it's, what is it even gonna look like? I mean, you get guidance from the state, what, a week ago, and now you've got schools trying to figure out. Just imagine someone standing in a classroom and saying, rearrange these desks so it's safe.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's just like, and the ones that you have to put out in the hallway because they don't fit, then tell me what you're going to do with those kids when they're at home, and how do you rotate them through? And it's just, imagine doing that. And
it's a nightmare.
You know, we got the biggest schooling systems in the country, whenever you count New York City, too. And it's just, it is a mess. And one thing we've talked about this week is buses, too, just getting kids to school.
Biggest concern.
Yeah, and we know that it's also, how do you keep a kid to wear a mask all day? Where do you work in breaks so they can take it off? You know, what are you doing for eating?
And it's just,
I do not envy anyone who is in charge of running a school, because then you look at the liability, too, that opens up, and that's been a question we've talked about. If you send your kid off to a school, public school, and they get the virus, do you have any right or any action to take?
Right.
And who could be responsible and getting to the fault of that?
What was the state? Was it Missouri? I think it was Missouri, where one of the schools in Missouri was actually having parents sign liability waivers.
Yeah, and we heard about that option, too. Nothing concrete here, but just that some of these ideas floated around. I mean, we even heard about if you wanted to go to a Bills game, would you have to sign off on a waiver?
Probably.
Saying that if I get it. Yeah, and it's so tough, and that's what will cause some people to, like, hold back. We've seen that from smaller businesses who say, you know, it's not worth it for me to reopen right now if I've got to work on, you know, bringing people back, covering health insurance and any expenses that would come with that, and open yourself up to a liability case.
Yep, for sure. Brennan Summers, who news from NBC, on this now, about 10 days away from schools having to have the reopening plans into the state. Well, I did see that Penfield's going to be releasing their plan on Friday. The Rochester City School District also planning on releasing their plan as well.
Yeah, and these are kind of expected of what we're going to look like. But now it's where a parent can go through and say, okay, here's a section that says how they're going to screen everybody. Here's a section that's going to guarantee that there's a log tracked of everyone coming into the school and how it's being cleaned. And Penfield covering, well, you know, a ton of schools out there on the east side. So they've done surveys as well. They've all got the things like wearing masks all the time except for lunch or breakfast. There will be some approved breaks, and they're using a phased-in model as part of a hybrid model, which will, again, some kids in class, some not in class. RCSD is similar with what it's saying with trying to spread everyone out and distance each other. I believe Greece will be coming out tomorrow. And then, yeah, so 10 days left that they have to they put these together, send it to Albany, and then they'll wait for the first week of August to see if they get a check mark on it that says, go ahead, go for it.
I just can't imagine a world where at least the larger districts aren't at minimum doing hybrid, if not full remote learning.
Yeah, and that's whenever I sit and think about it, I'm just like, okay, this is – when you looked at the numbers of what would allow a region to open when Cuomo detailed that, like we – I told this to you last week, we've been well below that going back to May. So it's like, okay, well, this region looks okay for opening. As long as the schools can come up with the right plans, which it feels like, you know, you get enough school board members and principals together, they can do that, you'll be okay. And it's just then executing it. And how will it look for that first week when you've got 50% of kids at home, 50% at school, or whatever it might be, mm-hmm. and then rotating it out and then getting into the rest of the semester, and how do you handle cases
well,
when they pop up?
Here's the real kicker on this. This, in the grand scheme of things, is the easy part. The reopening, the initial reopening, is going to be the easiest part to this. There's so many things that come down. What ifs? If a kid gets sick, does that mean that, you know, how much of the school do you have to quarantine? Does everyone have to go home? I mean, it's an absolute nightmare. Logistically, it truly is.
Yeah, and it's a nightmare coming up with the plans to start with, but no kids are in school right now.
Mm-hmm.
No
right.
kids are – we don't have the flu season running alongside this at this point. We don't have strep throat with kids coming back and dealing with that. And it's – what if a kid's feeling one symptom, but maybe it's not necessarily COVID? What if it is the virus? How do you – what do you do with the 10 kids he was with, or if it was a substitute teacher? And it's just
– man.
There's already – it's already a hard time finding subs. It's a hard time finding bus drivers all over America. It's just – it's tough. And then it's – you're going to have to balance – what is happening in Rochester and the Finger Lakes, just economy-wise, with restaurants mm-hmm. and bars at that point, for example, and what we're seeing from other states, too.
Speaking of hard times, especially for schools and kids, and daycares also, and then a daycare locally, it's temporarily closed after a fire took out?
Yeah, so that was one this morning. So after Avenue A, it was, I believe, when we got the call and the information that came through in Rochester, that was a fire at a home that was empty, a building, part of it. It could have been a shed, but there was some water damage next to it. It was Creative Daycare, I think it was spelled with a K. And so that was this morning. So they'll be having a little bit of damage to clean up from that and just spinning off daycares. You don't even want to get into, I mean, we could spend 5 hours talking about that issue when it comes to schools. Because that's, when you talk about hybrid learning, the question that keeps coming up for parents is like, you know, my spouse and I, we work all day. What am I supposed to do with an 8-year-old that's spending Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays in the afternoon at home online?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, it's going to be interesting. I think that's the way to put it.
A final note on what is not like a busy news day is that Tuesdays is when we get the updated list of the quarantine for the travel list.
Will Delaware be on it or not?
It'll come out before noon. And I mean, we're 22 states right now. And if you followed any headlines, you know, not a lot has improved to get the daily infection rates and everything down elsewhere. And that was something that was interesting is that we talked about 2,000 kids that go to Syracuse who will have to quarantine when they get to campus first,
right,
before they go on campus. They're going to now have to pay for their own hotels and lodging. and find that out when they get there. So imagine doing that coming in as a freshman.
That's fine. Syracuse is a very inexpensive school.
Yeah. Listen, I went there. I was lucky enough to get a scholarship and a TA. So, and I went for 1 year. I was not I did not come out with a $250,000 in what I owed.
I think we can just kind of describe everything that's happening now as it's the gif of the dog sitting on the couch and the fire is all around him and he's just saying, it's fine, I'm fine, everything's fine. It'll be okay.
Hey, but we got workout classes outside and it's not going to be brutally hot today.
Speaking of being on fire. Perfect. Yeah, that's true. There you go. Low humidity. All right, Brennan. Brennan Summers, News at NBC. Always a pleasure. We'll check back with you tomorrow.
See you guys. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.